A congressional panel today pressed the nation's top mine safety regulator for answers about the epidemic of black lung disease in Appalachia. Sydney Bowles reports that research shows toxic silica dust is likely contributing to the surge in the number of sick miners.
The hearing focused on the dramatic rise in black lung disease in Appalachia in recent years, where men as young as 38 have been completely disabled after being exposed to mine dust. Retired West Virginia miner Gary Hairston shared his experience after leaving the mines at age 48.
I couldn't even play with my grandkids. I never did think at a young age that I wouldn't be able to take care of my family.
Lawmakers pushed the head of the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration, David Zetesloh, on how MSHA regulates silica dust. Despite a recent rule to better address coal dust, MSHA's standards on silica are half as stringent as those from another workforce protection agency, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Here is the Tesla.
I'm encouraged by mine operators' plus 99% compliance with the 2016 respirable dust coal rule and controlling coal miners' exposure to quartz.
Still, miners' health advocates say the 2016 rule isn't strict enough, and they worry about the air quality when regulators aren't on site. Current regulations also don't protect miners from sudden bursts of silica exposure and exposure during development work, such as when miners drill through solid rock to reach a new seam. Lawmakers suggested some changes to laws and regulations, including requiring more personal protective equipment and more frequent monitoring for silica. No new legislation has yet been proposed. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.